K-State Nation, another episode of Pearl Project Podcast coming at you right now. Going to be a fresh episode coming at you later on around lunchtime per usual. Eddie Greer back once again for another edition of Pearl Project Podcast, fresh from Minnesota. All things K-State sports, where that is fall sports coming in another, let's say another about 2 months out here, folks, if we want to call it that. June 23rd, yeah, 2 months away from college football, as I'm recording this podcast, Monday, June 23rd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Yeah. I'll get to that. Only posted one episode while I was gone. So apologies about that. But we'll slowly get back into rhythm here. We're going to post this immediately here around lunch hour towards 1 o'clock, somewhere like that. Yeah, so back again from Minnesota. A successful, you know, I would say successful road trip. There, it could have been far much worse, and I'll get into that. Might not go in that much detail in the ET3 podcast later on, but yeah, that could have been much, much worse. But yeah, glad everything worked out in my favor for once. And so glad to be back, and yeah, ready to get this podcast back and rolling. Your K-State Wildcats every day. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in this episode. Nothing too, I did see, so, again, I'm gonna actually do this, and then we're gonna get into women's basketball, here for the rest of this episode. I did see, the passing of former track coach in AD Steve Miller. So we're going to take this time now for a moment of silence for Steve Miller, the former athletic director here at K-State and track coach at Kansas State. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, coming to you from hot Kansas City. And yeah, you're truly, oh yeah, he's, well, I wouldn't say not committed yet, but I told a couple people, it's not taking that long to get acclimated to this. This is EC3 weather, but hey, be careful what you wish for, right? So I know I've been reading social media tweets or Strava posts about the heat and everything else like that while I was up in Minnesota. So we're back in it, folks. Yeah, as well. So in no time, hopefully by the end of the week, my body will be fully up to the task as well. But I'm not too concerned with it as well, given the fact that, hey, when I was younger, in them teenage age, in high school, those 2 days workouts, football, ooh, especially in that Florida heat. Oh, boy. But I tell you, so I know the heat's going around. So, hey, if you're not a big fan of that, make sure you all stay cool. Do your best you can. Stay cool in the AC. Yes, in summer, it's definitely here. That is for sure there as well. I already recorded, and I believe I posted the men's episode not too long ago in the men's basketball, their opponents. If not, I might have to go back and look at that. But women, right? Coming off, obviously, this is going to take some getting used to. I'm going to be straight up honest. The roster, obviously, it still has the Terran Sides and Parks. Bark is still on that team. But, yeah, you're going to have a new look team here in 2025-26 for the women's basketball team. And, look, obviously, there's going to be, let me see here, K-State, obviously, will face Iowa State. This is actually the Big 12 opponents roster. Not brilliant roster. Excuse me. The Big 12 opponents for K-State women's basketball coming up later this fall. Iowa State, and KU, obviously, on the list there. And they're going to be playing Houston. So, all the Big 3, KU, Iowa State, and Houston, they're going to be playing them, those girls' teams twice there as well. And obviously, the opponents, and this is baking off, snatching this article, notes off the article off of kstatesports.com. Opponents were selected based on a combination of geography, historical results, and a poll of the coaches to best balance the schedule in the terms of travel and competitiveness. A full Big 12 scale will be released later at a later date. In addition, and of course, you got the Houston, Iowa State, and Kansas. So again, you're gonna get K-State women's basketball, Jeff Mitty head coach, right? You're gonna get Iowa State, KU, Houston twice, and these are gonna be the home games as well. And as far as you know, other home games this year for the ladies include Cincinnati, BYU, Oklahoma State, Utah, Colorado, and West Virginia. We do know the opponents, but we don't know how the order is going to shake out. Obviously, that could be coming next month or probably around next month. As I said, we're 2 months out, basically, from beginning the K-State fall season athletic calendar year there with, of course, the football team taking on. Speaking of Iowa State, K-State, Aer Lingus Classic, overseas, Farmageddon, Big 12 opener, college football opener. Can't be getting bigger than that for the Wildcats there. And back to the women's side real quick. You're going on the road, taking on BYU. We covered Iowa State again in K-State in Houston. Also, Germany's team's going to be taking on Arizona State, TCU, Texas Tech, Baylor, and UCF there as well. So, yeah, so it looks like, yeah, away again. For the K-State women's basketball team, Arizona State, Baylor, UCF, TCU, and Texas Tech in the home games. And actually, you might as well throw it away. You might as well go ahead. Let's go ahead and throw in Houston, Iowa State, and Kansas, because you're going to be going, that's a 2-2, or as we like to say on here, 1-1 there as well with those teams. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 opponents away from Bramus Coliseum. And then, with addition with those same three teams, the Cougars. Yeah, I just realized we had two Cougars on here. Are you serious? We had BYU Cougars and Houston Cougars. I just now realized that. Wow. So the home at Bramus Coliseum, you're gonna also gonna get with the Cougar be Houston, Iowa State, and KU. That's three home right there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you're going to get 10 home games at Bramus Coliseum for the K-State women's basketball team and 9 away. So that's pretty balanced enough there as itself, as this Jeff Mitty is going to field a different team, much like in the past 4 years. So again, it's going to get something used to. And I was looking at something, and maybe we're going to have to once again go over this roster really from both ends, from the men's basketball team and women's basketball team there as well, obviously. And Serena Sundell posted on Twitter yesterday, or was it the day before? I just happened to see it because I haven't been on X that much. The players that to follow this year, obviously, are just named. Terrence Ives is one of them. Obviously, we all know that name. I believe Michaela Parks. I think that's right. I think Michaela Parks has been on that team, but hasn't played that much. There, she's still on that team. Of course, we've gone over, and this was a while back, some of the newbies on the team. Jordan Spicer comes off to my mind. Ania Foy comes to rings off the page as well. Let me see here if I can remember. We're going to have to get used to this roster again. A lot of talent. And as I've heard, again, we haven't seen it yet. I'm going to apply this to the women with the men, as I said, with the men's basketball team as well. This is Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer back for another episode of Pro Bunch of Podcasts. But hey, man, again, if anything breaks, well, we're here now, so we're here pretty much for the rest of the summer, trying to get right for the fall. So if anything else breaks, we'll be definitely here to cover for you here, if it's a commit or something like that, or breaking news like the unfortunate passing of Steve Miller. Yeah, we'll be here to help break that down. But yeah, man, it's good. Again, we'll see how the pieces fit. I know the women's basketball team, as far as Insta goes, they're in summer training right now, trying to get themselves right for the 25-26 schedule there, as well as they try to continue to stay on top, on the top half of the Big 12, a different looking team this year, obviously. Anxious to see how that's going to fall, how that's going to drop this year. Can they, they got big shoes to fill, obviously, but this is, obviously, every team has its own identity. So again, we just don't know anything right now. Right now with both teams, really, obviously. But, yeah, we will know plenty more once everything gets going and whatnot. And obviously, you know, the first quarter of the year, we're gonna find a lot about these basketball teams as we enter into that season here in the fall of 2025. So, yeah, that's the opponents, at least the Big 12 anyways, this year with the 16 expansion of this conference there for the Big 12 in K-State heading into the 2025-26 campaign. The Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're on a chance to record K-State content. First time listening to this podcast again. Thank you so much. Again, apologize. I will probably go ahead and double post here today. So you're going to be getting two episodes. So I'll be on top of that there as well. I did record an episode on Podbean. Myself and Alex Aiden, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there. I did not post that. So, yeah, being a little lazy here in the heat of summer. We're going to get back on top of things here as well. We might record tonight. That's on the Alex side of things here. So we'll see how the day goes and everything else like that. But if not, we're going to be, once July hits, the first Monday, we're going to try staying on schedule and try to record Mondays over there if we can over there as well. So definitely we're going to try, before the athletic calendar starts, we're going to try to definitely do that, of course. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, big K-State fan, of course, whether living here in KC, Manhattan, or somewhere in between, or even outside of the Midwest, about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to do it for this Monday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports.